Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. A big jam-packed hour coming up. I'm in Virginia to cover Bilderberg 2012. On the ground, starting, well, tonight and then tomorrow. Had a bunch of big guests lined up, a lot of inside intel that's going to be breaking today and tomorrow at Infowars.com. Our big article's already been at DrudgeReport.com on them beefing up massive security increases yesterday. We're going to continue with your calls in this hour. We had a caller earlier who was raising the point that, hey, I know you guys are on a big, giant, uninhabited ranch shooting at drones, but you'd better tell people don't shoot at drones. I've already told people don't shoot at drones. We shot down our own drones to bring attention to the fact that it's unconstitutional to see the info in the video. But the caller did make some good points, so I sounded snippy. It was because my video feed was dropping at the time, and I get irritable when for 3 days in a row I've got about 4 hours sleep each night. And we try to cram too much in. But, yes, that's a good point you make. So later I'll add that to the article. But, I mean, my God, at a certain point, people obviously have to know that. I mean, especially we say don't shoot drones down. We have Krauthammer in the video saying that as well. But it's just we're always provisoing everything with the globalists who are raining radiation down on us, stealing our country, bankrupting everything. They've turned us into a bunch of ninnies. That's why I blow up at that. All right, going back to somebody exposing from Mexico, Dr. Jones was bringing up the fact that the fluoride in the water, the vaccines they admit don't even protect you in the inserts. It's such a giant hoax. That's why I'm so frustrated. So Dr. Jones, finish your point, then we'll go to Dan, Michael, or Michelle, and then Jerry, Colin, and others. Go ahead.
Thank you. So a couple quick points about radiation detectors in the airports. There was just a study in Canada, and the professor was interviewed by one of the newspapers. She says it's no harm. Don't worry. It barely goes through the skin. And, oh, by the way, she just happened to be working on an invention to get a contract from the Canadian government to put the radiation scanners in the airports. So, again, it's not just the United States. It's all over. Last little point, in Mexico, I noticed a couple of sports stadiums. They have barbed wire. The barbed wire is not there to keep people out. They're pointed to keep people in. So, again, Alex, just reiterating and demonstrating what you've already said and another voice to say, look, I've seen it firsthand. People have to wake up. They got to fight for drug legalization. They got to fight to get rid of the fluoride. And there was a woman who called you months ago on a Sunday, and she said, just get more information before you vaccinate. She was crying. Her son has been damaged. People, you cannot vaccinate your child. It's not.
No, this is not a joke. It's why I'm so angry. They've gone from 1 in 25,000 plus, or is it 1 in 25,300 or so, to 1 in 58. I mean, this is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. Every time I'm on vacation, I see autistic children at the pool, and I'll say, when did your son become autistic? At 18 months. What happened? You gave him the third round of shots? Yeah. Had a convulsion in the car. Had a convulsion that night. Had a convulsion in the doctor's office. And now I saw a month ago where doctors are putting out little papers saying, now your child's probably going to have a convulsion, but that's good for him. And they might not talk again, but that's good for them, too. We love you. The system, see, once the system does all this evil and the minions get into it, not because they're evil, but because they were gullible, they're going to defend it even more. They're not going to admit they were wrong. You understand that? They're not going to admit.
I saw it in Canada. I've seen it in Mexico. I've seen it in the United States. I've seen doctor and nurse. I got students whose brothers and sisters are doctors, and they said, but it can't be a lie because why would they tell us in medical school? Why would they tell us in nursing school? Why? And I tell them to read the inserts, read the information.
They told you that there was no dangerous dust when the EPA's own report said asbestos, concrete, glass dust, totally deadly, red alert. No one in there but with respirators for months. And they just said, tell everybody it's good for them. And then the big, you know, famous singer just died. She lived in the area. They told her it was safe. She believed him. Believing the New World Order will kill you. And again, the people serving it are going along with it. It's mass collective psychosis, a mixture of learned helplessness combined with Stockholm, mass Stockholm syndrome, normalcy bias, and cognitive dissonance. That's it. Well, I am sane. I am awake. This nanny state is meant to kill us. It's not meant to save us. They want us as prisoners. This is all prisoner training.
Sick of the globalists, you just control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Take a round of phone calls right now. Then I'm going to get into the big controversy that's actually waking the public up that Bain Capital, one of these big brokerage leverage buyout groups that Mitt Romney formerly headed, is funding Romney and Obama. And the Democrats are saying to some of their operatives, don't criticize Bain. This is really showing the emperor has no clothes. So that is coming up. Let's go to the next caller here. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dan in Virginia, where I am about to be covering Bilderberg. Dan, welcome.
Alex, I'm a private investigator videographer from Virginia. I'll be with you at Bilderberg. I'm going to give you all my raw tapes. About drones.
Well, thank you. Go ahead.
I shot a 17-minute video of a tour of the interior of the DHS Customs and Border Protection P-3 surveillance aircraft that's got the big Frisbee on the roof. And I wanted to get that to you guys. My computers took a hit from lightning. I can't do anything with it.
That happens. I've had that happen before myself. Absolutely. It's not just a little unmanned ones. They've got all these big giant systems just scooping everything up illegally because this is all illegal domestically.
Yes, sir. And I also have on the tape that they actually have 9 of the Predator B drones operational domestically here.
Oh, yeah, no, that's admitted. Again, once cows have come on your property once, and this family said it happened more than 20 times, once they keep breaking over your fence and going on your property, you're allowed to keep them. And they kept a few cows on their 3,000-acre ranch. They used an Air Force Predator drone in North Dakota with the local police. Well, in North Korea, in Mexico, the military takes over. That is, the elites use it to take over. That's why it's always been illegal. The spying's illegal. The military involves illegal. The CIA domestically is illegal. It's all illegal. That's why we made the video to draw attention to it. We shot down our own little drones, our own little toy drones. Not really. I mean, a lot of these are what police are actually using to bring attention to the fact that they're illegal. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It was really interesting. The air crew off this aircraft were all wearing, well, not all of them, but half of them were wearing the long shoulder holsters with Glocks and two magazines and handcuffs. And I was thinking to myself, well, if you're in an aircraft at 20,000 feet, what do you need a handgun and handcuffs for?
No. They're arming everybody. They're arming everybody. They're arming groups that were never even armed before. They have the Department of Education SWAT team people when they don't even have sworn officers to tell them to pay bills when you can't SWAT team someone over to debt. Do you understand the magnitude of evil, sir?
Yes, sir, I do. That's why I'm going to be there with you Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Obviously, it was rhetorical. Finish the rest of your story. So you actually asked them, why are you flying around on airplanes dressed up like cops?
They were pretty nervous about my Sony Z1U. You know, that's a pretty large video camera. And I think they were holding back just a little bit. I didn't want to ask too many questions. I let the people that were with me on the tour ask the questions. This was during the Joint Services Open House Air Show at Andrews Air Force Base 2 weekends ago.
Well, you can't have an enemy. Well, they work for the foreign bankers now. You're a designated enemy. You're not allowed to ask questions. I mean, of course you're an enemy.
I was there to gather intelligence and sneak away.
Well, tell us what else you saw at the loving little predators.
They didn't have any predators there. They had one of their four-engine, 1,000-horsepower, go-fast 40-foot boats there. They had a UH-1 Huey helicopter, black, beautiful, man. I mean, this thing was black.
But those don't exist, sir. Those do not exist. They admit now they got UN troops training in America in the different FEMA drills, like NLE 09, but they still don't exist, sir. When you drive up to a checkpoint with TSA about to grab your family, doesn't exist. Because that doesn't happen in a free country.
Yeah, it was really interesting to see that all the people that didn't look like they were really from America were all sitting in this aircraft getting their pictures taken. And I'm thinking that with the emblems on the side of it and everything, they're telling their friends to come on, man. You know, they're not going to do anything to us. That was the impression I got from, you know, all these people that were around these aircraft posing on the steps.
Well, none dare call it treason, but when it is treason, none do call it that, because when treason prevails, it is treason to fight treason. But, I mean, it's all over the news. They're training dozens of foreign governments to take on the American people. I mean, we are an I-4 open zone. We are the enemy. We fund the global empire, then we take the blame, then we're enslaved and domestically occupied. That is the public plan. And if they've got to pay $22 billion to move General Motors to China, they do it. I mean, it is just selling us out one way and the other. God bless you, sir. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'll see you on Thursday. I'll have on a UCI baseball cap and a tyranny response team T-shirt, toting a big old camera. One thing I'd like to offer that you should do before you leave Virginia is go to Jefferson's house.
I would love to go to Jefferson's house. You know, I've been to the Hermitage in Nashville when I was a child, but if we would have had time in Nashville, exercise took precedent for an hour and a half. We went on a 7-mile hike, but or let's be technical, 6.5-mile hike. And I didn't have time to go to the Hermitage, but somebody would like to see that as well. God bless you. But again, that's Thomas Jefferson, that I have FEMA on video teaching police was a terrorist. It's just, there's the bad guy teaching you Thomas Jefferson's bad. I mean, it's like a no-brainer. I mean, it happened, folks. We got taken over by foreign banks. They've got our military. They're turning it inward on us. The military's waking up, but in a way it doesn't matter because it's all going drone. And then they've got, again, they've got on small rivers, they've got machine gun boats driving around now, pulling people over that are bass fishing. This is in the news where people in the heartland, you name it, not even on the border, will be sitting there fishing and a big old jet boat pulls up with guys in SWAT uniforms with MP5s and mounted machine guns because everybody wants to be James Bond. But he's not fighting, the evil guy from Moonraker when he's driving around in his jet boat in Brazil. They just pull up and you're the enemy. And it's like they're warriors. You and your wife and kids are the enemy. And you're just looking at them and it's like, it's so sad. It's just, and of course their whole future is about to be destroyed as well. But they think defending the system is patriotism. The system is a foreign bank occupation system. Oh boy. Again, our video going mega viral right now. Drone shot down over Texas. Check it out. Infowars.com right now. Let's go ahead now and go to the next caller. Who's up next? Michael in Oklahoma, and then Jerry, Colin, and others. Go ahead, Michael.
Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friend. Yes, I can.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm a first-time caller, 3-year listener. I have a question about a vaccine. I have a 13-year-old daughter, and they said before she gets into 7th grade, she has to take a DTaP vaccine. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, and they're total liars. There is no law anywhere that you have to take shots to go to university or to go anywhere. There's even waivers if you're a foreigner and want to come here without taking them, but they don't tell anybody about them, and they engage in psychological warfare and deception because you are their enemy. Now, the jellyfish at the school isn't. They just follow orders. It's a conduit of command and control. You ever wondered why they'll card an 80-year-old man on a walker for cigarettes or beer? We've all seen it. Because the clerk isn't allowed to make their own determination. So, see, it's all about command and control. Teleprompters are loaded federally. All the news repeats it. You go in to get in school. They lie and say it's the law. And they tell them, don't tell you, by law they've got to give you the waiver. Do you understand?
So I would ask for a waiver.
Yes, they have religious exemptions, conscientious objections, medical reasons. You can always find an anti-vaccine. Just find non-vaccinating doctor your area. And even if they try to deny those, you've always got a medical exemption.
I understand. I have one.
Because they're totally connected to all these allergies and asthma. So you just have a doctor say that. Even if they keep trying to lie. Now, they have you sign on with the health department that you agree, you know this is bad. I don't even do that. And they send me letters. My children aren't in school, but they know. But I have children, and I send letters back telling them go to, where.
Right, I understand.
Listen, criminals, I know it's not the law, and you're told to do this. You're despicable, so drink some fluoride. Sorry, go ahead. I mean, it's time to let them know we know they're crooks. And everybody that serves them are crooks. I'm serious, man. Somebody trying to lie to me to shoot my kids up and brain damage them?
Right.
And because it's all done through a government process, their assault on me when I have all the documents, I'm supposed to think it's okay? They're murdering us. They're murdering us. And let me tell you, 15% dropout and unenrollment increase at one of the biggest college systems in the country in Austin. Because the people will not take the shots. They're lying and telling them it's the law, so they're just getting out of that stupid college. You understand that, sir? People are done. They're awake. The chain reaction already started. The dominoes are already rolling. Sorry, go ahead.
I have one other question, too. I went to a gun show not too long ago here in Tulsa, and I went to buy a pistol, and I was denied. I've never been arrested. I've only had 2 tickets in my life. And I asked him, what can I do? And they said, there's a phone number for the FBI that I was supposed to call. Never been arrested.
No, sir. Most veterans now, I mean, it's most of them I talk to. No criminal record. Even now, suddenly, police officers that are veterans go to buy a gun. It's not a mistake. They say, remember when you had heat exhaustion in Vietnam or you had heat exhaustion in Desert Storm? We've now gone back in your chart and said it was post-traumatic stress. Your Second Amendment's over. And it's happening everywhere. Then they'll do selective waivers for police. But Clinton did that the year he left. 87,000 troops suddenly, veterans, had their Second Amendment taken. They have no gun buy list now. No judge, no jury, no nothing, no conviction, never in jail. Your guns are gone. And in Illinois, they send the state police out to get your guns once they put you on the list. I mean, it's just lawless crooks. But I'm sorry to hear that happen to you. Call the FBI up, and sometimes it's a mistake. Your name's similar to somebody else's, but usually it's just all part of their criminal network. We'll be back. Stay with us.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Oh, we're riding the storm, the coming of the New World Order and the foretold resistance of it. All right, you know, that last caller, it makes my blood boil. He goes to buy a handgun at the gun show. He goes through a regular licensed federal firearms dealer, and they call the FBI instant check. You know, you get the Brady bill thrown out because they were making you have waiting periods. They find it unconstitutional. So the feds just say, okay, we'll just do an instant check and then refuse you if we want. No judge, no jury. And then they started waiting a week or two. There were lawsuits. They said, okay, we'll make it instant again. It's not instant anymore. Sometimes you have to wait weeks. Or they just deny you. And you call the FBI and they go, oh, fill out a form. Maybe we'll do something. It's like the no-fly list. And now we learn the FBI puts people on a no-fly list and then comes to them a month later, says, yeah, your business is ruined. Become an informant for us at the bank or wherever. Start working for us for free, of course, as a slave, and we'll let you fly again. And pretty soon it's going to be every job, traveling, having a car. This is what the technocracy is about. And it's just horrible. Does anyone really want to live in this world? But they get a bunch of people under peer pressure to work for the government who incrementally will do whatever they're told. So we got to cut the money off. We got to shrink the size of this thing. 30,000 drones to surveil us, but the borders are wide open. Okay, up first here, I want to move quick now because I got a bunch of news coming up in the next segment, and we'll continue with calls. Jerry in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. Alex Jones.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, it's a privilege to talk to you. I really thank you for your courage. Getting people to wake up out there and to see what's going on. They're just living in this matrix. You try to talk to them, you try to tell them what's going on, and it's just like all they care about is sports, entertainment. They're just zoned out.
Well, I mean, look, TV is the prime mover. It's the ether in which the zombies swim. TV is the ether in which the zombies swim, and they swim like dead anchors on the bottom of the deep blue sea. It's our job to not be mad at them. These are mindless victims who are in a trance. You know, literally, most of the public who you can't talk to now as that glazed look, they are in a near sleep walking phase. I was so tired last night. Richard's in here in the bed next to me, and he said, yeah, we got to bed about 2:30, and about 4, I heard you get up and go and open the door. And I don't really sleepwalk, but if I get really, really tired and I hear something, I'll just get up. In fact, if I really hear something, I'll get up and look out. But the point, in fact, I'm like, Richard, you think we'll get your own room and we won't save money because it's probably not good for you to even be in here. And, I wouldn't call it night terrors, but every once in a while, if I'm really tired, I get up really angry. And to make a long story short, people are in a trance, kind of like I was last night at 4 a.m. when I heard a noise and jumped out of bed. Go ahead.
Yeah, the New World Order, they're alive and well in northeast Ohio. They're going in these smaller towns outside of the cities. You know, you got Cleveland, Youngstown, Akron, Canton, some of these small towns right outside of these cities. They're going in and they're making huge four-lane roads into these towns. They're putting up all these extra tall poles and putting cameras all over them. And anyway, they're cutting back the trees from the creeks, bridges, these rest stops. They're cutting down all the trees around them. They want to be able to look down with their surveillance, you know.
And, no, they admit that. In fact, I've seen articles. That sounds crazy, but it's true. Where it was like 6-7 years ago where they were clearing areas at national parks and testing little cable systems where the robots with cameras buzz along the cable and watch people. And Austin's putting them up in parks and area to make sure you're not dumping trash. And they're securing police stations, cutting trees back, putting barbed wire fences up, just like they did a lot of military bases that have been open bases like Camp Mabry in Austin after 9/11. And they're telling them, you've heard the cops call in. And I go, do they teach you that veterans will attack your department with IEDs? And I go, yes, we're taught that. So they're teaching them there's going to be a war. Yeah, because they're going to have the police and military come out and start it with the American people. Is that not crazy?
And also in Ravenna, Ohio, there's a National Guard armory up there. And within the last two and a half years, they've expanded it. They've made it like 4 times larger than what it was. And a friend of mine told me that they said they're getting it ready for the uprisings. When there's food shortages and all these riots begin, They're getting the police state.
And again, the government's going to act like when all this happens, that it just happened and they just now did this. They plan the collapse. They'll pose as a savior. It is so diabolical. That's why get your food, get your guns, get ready, spread the word, show that they back off. They could still be made to back off or not have it as severe if they don't think they're going to be able to properly execute it. Okay? But again, we've got to wake up out of our trance, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here we go.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
And I was going to come back and finish up with some calls and get into the Mitt Romney news and some economist news as well on nanotech. And the guys were laughing when I went to break, started talking to them off air. I go, what's funny? And they said, it was funny. You said when I was in bed next to Richard last night and he woke me up. Yes, in a hotel with two beds, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, my point is, we're not super fancy around here. But I guess we probably will, because I think his snoring was waking me up. Mine was waking his up. And I was making the point, if you just joined us, about how when you're in a hotel room, that's when it always happens to me, and you hear like horns honking or something happening, you wake up and you don't know where you are at first. You're kind of like in a trance. Well, your brain waves are at the same level they are when you're sleepwalking or in between waking and sleeping as people's brain waves are when they have been watching television. When you go into suspended disbelief mode, you are in just a highly suggestible semi-hypnotized mode. And the average person watches now, it's over 5 hours a day. The average person under the age of 18, it's something like 6.5 with like 2 hours of video games on top. Now, the internet's not perfect, but they found it's more like reading where it's interactive and makes you think at least. TV is really bad, but just to prove to everyone, we're here in the hotel room. Richard's actually up in the bus. This is going to be really funny. Here on Skype, if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv, there you go, two beds. There you go. It wasn't, you know, like we're the Three Stooges all in there together. That's hilarious. Oh, man. All right, here we go. I need to put the camera back up on the mount before I lose my Skype connection here. Let me see if I'm smart enough to do this, get this done. There we go. That's not as good as it was earlier, but I'm trying. Okay, let's try to hurriedly go through some calls. I'm doing pretty good. I'm taking some calls today. Let me go back to my phone here that I'm getting the callers on. Why didn't we launch IM today so I could just get them that way? Or is it even on these computers? I know we absconded with Chris's company computer. We didn't have enough laptops to go on the road with us. Oh, by the way, I'm so busy on the road, I'm not even plugging what funds this operation. If you want to go to prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com, it's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. One membership is really six memberships. Six people can be logged in simultaneously with the same username and passcode. And I doubt anybody's ever going to use the same six codes, so it's more like 15 or 20 memberships. I mean, I bet if we turned it up to that where people could be simultaneously logged in with the username 15 times, that you'd start getting people, say, for the nightly news at night, that's pretty much totally subscriber, that you might have people getting blocked out. But six people for 15 cents a day or whatever, I think it's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. There's a 15-day free trial going right now, and you fund what we're doing also so we can go on the road and our old bus. I noticed the other talking point was, look, he's got a bus. He's rich. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we had a money bomb, and we bought the bus for cheaper than you can get a new small RV. Of course, I didn't understand the fact that when you buy a 12-year-old, well, now it's 13-year-old, as I bought it about 6-8 months ago, giant bus, that you can get them very inexpensively because people can't afford the upkeep of it. But I love the bus. But I tell you, it's like a space shuttle or something. I got an incredible deal on it. And I was like, wow, I can't believe I got this for, well, that's because these buses are different. And my style is really not like a topless bar. The inside of it does look, it was actually owned by a famous drag racer and custom car builder that the IRS was taking everything from. So he, before they could, when he was having to liquidate everything, he sold it for almost nothing to us about a year ago. So it was a little under a year ago. And I haven't shown it to people because I really don't want it being identified. It's really just to get us places with a lot of equipment and crew. And so my children can see America and go on the road with me sometimes. They're not on this trip, which is Bilderberg. It's dangerous. Without weird men with little mustaches and pot belly sticking their hands down their pants. I mean, I just can't put up with it. And I know I'm anti-freedom because I don't want a weirdo, a defrocked priest for child molestation to touch my children. I understand that bad nowadays, or not wanting a drone in my backyard, or not wanting the NSA run by foreign banks listening to me, and publicly running Al-Qaeda but saying I've got to give my rights up because of Al-Qaeda. So that's why we got the bus. And I want to thank everybody. But you can also go to planetinfowars.com. The social network has exploded. People are really getting organized there. There's a lot of coverage. A lot of people that are going to be at Bilderberg, of thousands of activists and freedom lovers, are going to be blogging at planetinfowars.com. You can also support the sponsors, buy the books, the videos that are available that will help wake you up to a higher level and others at prisonplanet.tv, and has links over to InfoWars.com. The best place to find the T-shirts, the books, the ball caps, the films, all of it is InfoWarsShop.com. And that does literally help us put gas, because the dollar's been devalued, in the war wag that I think it's 8 miles to the gallon, or, well, 9 or 10 sometimes, but if you're going uphill, maybe 6 miles. Still cheaper than flying, though, if you put 5 or 6 people on board. So the point is, I do intend to start traveling the country and speaking. And to break even and pay for everything, if we speak to about 2,000 people, we need to charge about $20 because the venues are expensive, the insurance, the security they make you get is expensive. Glenn Beck would charge $500 for people to come see him, and only like 400 or 500, sometimes 200 would come. You know, I could get 10,000 out. I've gotten over 2,000 people out before. And so, but I'm not going to fly around on a private jet. I could charge $200, $300 a ticket. Hundreds and hundreds of people would pay it, probably thousands. And I could get a private jet like Glenn Beck. And I'm not knocking him for that. He wants a private jet to fly around and charge people $500 and do meet and greets for little kids to come shake his hand. I don't do that. I've seen the videos of Glenn Beck with like 15 security people. And people never understand or realize. They're like, he must have hidden security. He must be. No, I just trust in God. And I'm not a coward. I mean, have people not figured that out yet? I mean, I hope this year, because last time we pulled over and they drove past us and we followed them, I hope they have feds or globalists or Marines in plain clothes start following us around trying to intimidate us. Because I'm stopping my car. And I'm gonna follow you this time. Okay, because I really want to know, why are you operating illegally inside the U.S.? You know full well I'm peaceful. You know full well you're trying to intimidate me. And let me give you a little newsflash. You don't intimidate jack squat, pal. You're signed on with people that have brain damaged millions of American children and are putting cancer viruses in the shots. This isn't a game, okay? And it's not about Alex Jones and my security either. This is total war for the heart and soul of humanity and our future. And the sooner people figure that out and stop being such cowards, the sooner we'll beat the globalists. I'm so sick of it. I'm sick of the cowardice, and I'm sick of the fear, and I'm sick of people not being able to realize what you're hearing and seeing here is real. This is real resistance. You're real. I'm real. The fight's real. You do have power. That's not a message you get from the globalists. We're real. That's why we're under attack. So pray for us and support us. Last time we were traveling, my wife said, can we just do the show in the RV, though? Because we were at some little place in New Mexico that was so cool that John Wayne liked to stop at. It was like one of the last old railway hotels. Wasn't even expensive. I forget the name of it. And I was talking out there. There was a window right here, this little orchard at the old railway station. What do you call those things? What's the famous railway hotels that were out in the West? I'll look it up in a minute. And she said you could hear me 100 yards across. And people were like looking and asking what was going on. But when hotels find out you're doing a radio show, they won't knock on the door, so I need to not be screaming. Let's go ahead here and take some phone calls. I'm going to tell you right now, make my day and try to intimidate me, Marines, okay? Because you're not Marines. It's like Spendley Butler said, you serve a bunch of criminal offshore bankers. You may feel special, your little mouthpieces, and you're trying to intimidate people. You don't intimidate me. I'm somebody trying to cover a criminal group, violating the Logan Act, meeting illegally, wants to destroy your future. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the calls here. I'm Joe in Missouri, then Randy, Pastor, and Chris, and that's going to be it for calls. I've got a few news items to hit. Go ahead. You're on the air, Joe.
Hello, Alex. This is me, Joe. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm was talking to my dad around the grill, and he works for the National Geospatial Agency, and he was pretty much talking about how the National Geospatial Agency has its own Google Maps, and it's advanced, and that pretty much made me think of you because you were talking about Google. I'm sorry if I'm a bit nervous here.
No. Google was given a key. Well, your dad works for the group that runs the main satellites and is over that, highly classified. And, you know, the issue here is Google is NSA. They were given their keyword search. That's the basis of Google 13 years ago now. That is the basis. It is the NSA. It's not connected. It is. And now that's coming out. And yes, Google Earth, Google Maps, all of it is global proprietary taxpayer paid for stuff given to private people and their shareholders. See, they have to make money while they gang rape us. Do you understand that's the important part?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead and tell us what your dad had to say.
Well, he was just telling me about his job, about what he does. He also told me about, like, the networks they have, like 100 gig speed networks that are, like, really fast compared to, like, your home network or an office network.
Yeah, they have the intranet. Yeah, that way they can watch lifetime video of you with ground-penetrating radar have sex with your wife. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and by the way, myself, I am slightly autistic. I have Asperger's syndrome, so I've been affected by that, too.
Yeah, there's going to be some people that, due to the chemical attack, are going to end up having unforeseen idiot savant type characteristics. And so there's going to be a lot of curveballs thrown at the New World Order. I'm not saying you're an idiot savant, but that's like on the edge of the entrance of those type areas. But does your dad think the vaccines did it, or does he just think the government loves him?
Well, he's kind of in favor of the government. He knows about some of this stuff, but he doesn't really like talking about it. He is a government.
No, he feels like he's on the winning team. I mean, he got invited to the party. He feels like, you know, he's okay because he's got the inside.
Equipment.
It'd be like saying, oh, I know they've got kids in that basement torturing them, but because I know and I'm, you know, I have dinner with the guy that does it, it's okay.
Well, yeah, my dad's a good person, a church-going person and everything. It's just that, you know, I'm not sure about what else goes on, you know, in the National Geospatial
Agency. No, I'm not saying your dad is bad. I was giving an analogy of the extreme of that. But, yes, people that work for the government are all compartmentalized and are the most propagandized people ever. They're given all these templates and reasons for what they're doing, what they're doing. I'm here to break the compartmentalization so that they at least hear the truth and have a choice. You know, God always does that, and he works through weak vessels like myself so that people are warned and have a choice to be told what they're doing is wrong. Like, abortion is a human. You can make excuses all day. No, it is. The fact that Marvel Comics has two guys kissing on the cover of it to corrupt 7 and 8-year-old kids into sexual activity, period, is wrong. You know, the fact that they're putting fluoride in our water is giving us cancer is wrong. You know, we see the wages of the New World Order. They are death. The fruit of the New World Order is bondage, slow death, pain, agony, enslavement, disinformation, and fraud. And I want to turn the train around. What about you, my friend?
Yeah, I really want to turn this thing around. I also thank you for your movies and everything. My favorite movie of yours has to be Endgame. That's like your best movie, Endgame. You know, the soundtrack, everything about Endgame, the movie, great.
Yeah, they're really trying to censor that. They're really afraid of that film. But, you know, it's free, so people don't care about it. It's only been watched probably 10 million times. People are like, only 10 million? Yeah, it should be seen about 10 billion times. Everybody should watch it once. And then a few more times. I know there's only 7 billion, 100 million folks. My point is it needs to be seen. This stuff is real. It's real. And I'm a normal guy. I'm nobody special. That's what I'm saying. People shouldn't think, oh, you're a hero. You're great. I appreciate your call, sir. It's like you find out there's a group of social engineers using our money against us, building a system of total dehumanization and death. And they have public debates about, do they kill 7 billion of us or only 6 billion of us? And I'm like, hey, this is really bad to the cops, the military. And so many of them, if they're the paramilitary domestic type that have been given that programming, they just smile at you satisfied in their little outfits and stuff. And they're like, I'm part of the club. I've got an outfit. And it's peer pressure. And you're just like, but it's bad. You're going to be destroyed as well. And they just go, you're just a kook. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I wish I was, buddy boy. I wish every day I was wrong. I wish every day this wasn't real. I wish every day it was not true. But it is true and more. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Okay, let's go ahead here. And Pastor in Ohio, Randy dropped, and then Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, this is Pastor in Ohio. We've talked before about clergy.
Oh, you're the one of the pastors that got the secret FEMA documents that they were secretly 6-7 years ago training preachers to train their flocks to turn their guns in, now declassified. Yes, I remember you.
Okay, the reason I'm calling, the fellow that you had on here just a little bit ago from northern part of Ohio, he's absolutely right. We have little cars that's got these, like, towers that's got a ball on them, and right on the side of them, it says GPS, Google, has Google GPS vehicle or something like that.
No. It's on record. And, again, I told people this years ago that Google cracks with NSA battering rams your computer, rams in, steals your codes, bank account info, steals everything you're doing, listens to everything, grabs it in real time, and they call it, it's a little Google car. Look, it's non-threatening, and it's a little trendy driving. Soon it'll be a robot car. Google already has robot cars in 7 states on the ground. And it's like, I'm trendy. I mean, again, it's all to be non-threatening, and it's running around as an NSA snooping machine. That's on record, Pastor. Isn't that what free countries have?
Huh?
No, I mean, search it. Google caught stealing passwords, breaking into computers with those trucks. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, well, you said that before, and we did check that out. But here's the thing, that when that car went down, when that car went by our house, our computer went down. But then we was able to bring it right back up.
Well, that's what they do when they put a snooping software on, is your computer goes down, and then when you reboot it, that's the command for the key loggers and everything else.
Oh, so I shouldn't have done that then.
Well, I mean, look, the crooks are watching you. I mean, the head of the CIA says it. It's illegal. They're doing it. They have weapons. They've got every agency arming to the teeth against us, armored pillboxes, total treason, torture chambers, re-education camps. The country went rogue. It went evil. It got taken over. Red alert, mayday.
Well,
but they get all these young punks and give them uniforms and guns, and they'll go out and spy on you. You know, the average moron driving the Google car, soon it won't even be a person. As I warned, the drones won't be people. The aircraft won't be people. Soon it won't even matter for all these idiots that are already being soft-killed. You know, the morons that drive those Google cars, and they only hire hippies to make it non-threatening. Literally, you know, they get, that's like, I'm trendy. It's like Warren Buffett in every photo has an ice cream cone. It's meant to be non-threatening. Look, I have an ice cream cone. I'm nice. I'm not a big mafia monster that gets your tax money. I mean, you understand the psych warfare of this? Real enemies just don't wear black uniforms. That's to intimidate us from the police. Their real operatives walk around acting non-threatening. You understand that?
Right. Well, I know police officers here in my town. I have family that is in not so much law enforcement, but in, you know, like lawyers, judges, that sort of thing.
Sure. What do they say about the...
Well, they're actually keeping their mouth shut. And here's the thing. The town I live in...
I want to hear about this. I want to hear about this. Stay there. Then I'll get into the Bain Capital situation. It's a total...
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country. And it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
We'll be right back.
at the end of the show today, we're going to have a data page linked on the front of Infowars.com that has the audio streams, links to our Ustream, our Justin TV, so you know where those links are. And we're not going to post this just when we go live. It's going to be there so everybody can bookmark it and find it. I'm going to say that again. Okay, because even if my own network doesn't know this, I'm going to say it again. For 2 weeks, we talked about this. There's going to be a page on InfoWars and Prison Planet. It's going to say, continue, you know, Bilderberg 2012 coverage. It'll have the audio links, the links to our YouTube, the links to all our sites where we'll be live streaming, the links to our Twitter so you can find it. And then our latest articles, whatever those are, will be posted under that. And that's it. That's all it is. That's what it is. And it needs to be up there today. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Pastor in Ohio. So you're saying your own family won't tell you about it because they're in on the winning team? I mean, is that what I was getting as we went to break? That this total preparation for war against us, all planned, the total destruction of America in the New World Order, and you're saying your own family, judges and lawyers, will not talk to you about it because they're part of the winning team. They're the collaborators, or you're saying they're so freaked out they won't talk about it?
No, it's not that they're freaked out. It's because they already know about it, and they are choosing to do nothing. And also, when we have our family get-togethers and things, whenever we have them, there are some, like some of our kids. We have 7 children. They're all grown through college and out on their own. But we have some of them that are actually catching on because we have showed them proof of documents and things like that, and they're catching on. But, like, if one of them will mention, like, the Preppers show and things like that, they all get to laugh and everything. And then when I get to talking and start sharing things that, hey, look, you know, everybody should be doing this, irregardless.
Well, the media does that and picks goofy people to make it look stupid. And you know, I just feel sorry for all these people that have no idea. I mean, folks, I've studied history. We've got the worst case of tyranny growing I've ever seen. And if it gets full grown, it's going to make everything in history look tame, okay? This is total war. This is a total takeover. And what did the Romans and others do? When they totally took over, they would kill everybody. The open plan. Look, your children are being targeted with bisphenol A, with lead, with mercury, with fluoride in the food, not just the water, with aspartame in all their candies, including the sugar ones. They're murdering you. They're murdering you. It's not funny to be a schmuck, a sucker, an idiot, a dupe. I can't believe my country. But again, they're in trances, sir. We've got to break them out. They're under spiritual delusion. You understand that.
Well, one of the things I wanted to tell you was is our town now has and has had now for about a year or a little more one of those big black Bradley vehicles. They had it on TV. One of the policemen were retiring, and he, for his retirement gift, I guess it is, they took him for a ride in it. Well, they've been
no, it's always non. They always do. Again, it's all a script. It's always a non-threatening thing. Let the kids see it. Again, think of it as an occupying army. I've played declassified Army PSYOP. Just type in Army PSYOP film from the 60s. It's like from 1961 when they were helping the Indo, China, the French over there. And it's training films on how they occupy and what they do and PSYOPs they run. And this is it. You watch a training film to occupy Vietnam. This is what they do. Now, what's not in the training film is they blow stuff up and blame it on their enemies. And that's a false flag. That's in the classified army manual captains and above get who are in special ops. And again, they feel like they're special because they blow stuff up. And I've had army special forces try to set fires and blame it on me. Why? Because I was just trying to cover an urban warfare maneuver in Florida. This is the lawlessness of these people.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.